In an age when people seem obsessed with mobile devices and smartphones, we thought we'd pull back the curtain a little bit here at WABE and introduce you to a man who has found a way to use carrier pigeons in a unique and effective way. He's Charles Edwards, and if that name sounds familiar, that's because he's the interim news director here at the station. And what many people don't know is that he sometimes uses carrier pigeons to communicate with reporters in the field. I spoke with him the other day out on the roof here at WABE, and I began by asking him how he got started.
It's really been an interest of mine for a while. I didn't grow up in a city. I grew up sort of in a rural area, and any big city that I've ever seen or been, there were always pigeons. But I had no idea that my love for pigeons was going to actually help me one day.
How does this exactly work? You know, I know a little bit about carrier pigeons. I mean, Basically they're used to send and receive messages. Is that what you're doing here?
Basically, that's what I'm doing. If a reporter was out in the field and I needed to get information to that reporter, I would write it down on a piece of paper and I would give it to the bird, and then the bird would deliver that message to the reporter.
Now, exactly how are the messages that the pigeons carry held? What is this?
Yeah, that's something that I made for each of the 22 pigeons. It looks a lot like a little capsule holder. Yeah, but hold on one second. I'm sorry, Steve. This just came in here. Okay. Oh, Steve, this is for you. There's a tie-up on 400, so it's for your traffic report.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of our birds are assigned to the traffic center.
Yes. Yes.
So when you hear you or Dennis or Jim say, from the WAB traffic center, it's actually from the WABE bird.
We've got quite a few here. Who's this one over here?
This is Steve Insbeek.
Steve Insbeek.
Yeah.
Who's this one over here?
Well, this is actually the bird that we use whenever we are trying to get a message to Paige Pate, who, as you know, is WABE's legal analyst. This is Nina Totenberg.
Ah.
And so whenever we want to do an interview with Paige, we actually don't call him because sometimes he's in court.
And the cage behind Nina Totenberg. Now, who is that?
Well, this is John Weatherbird.
John Weatherbird.
John Weatherbird.
Who's this one over here?
This bird is classically trained. This is Lois Flightsis.
Well, with 22 birds on the roof up here, do you maintain the cleanliness here? Do you clean up after the birds?
We have interns.
These interns, though, these are not journalism majors, I would assume. Are they?
Oh, no, they are.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you sort of start at the bottom and then you work your way up, and every intern just doesn't come in and do a story. I mean, you gotta pay your dues.
And how about you, Charles? You've been here. Oh, well, wait a minute. We've got a. Excuse me. Oh, look at this. This is kind of fun.
It works. It helps.
Another message for you. I'm gonna pass it your way.
Okay. Well, this is actually kind of an old message. This one says Sherman has surrounded the city. So, yeah, apparently this is a very, very old message. Wasn't even sure that ABE was around during that time. Apparently it was. But what technology is 100%?
Tweet, tweet, tweet.